Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now when you use promo code DNVR, you make a $5 pregame money line bet on any NBA game. When that team wins for you, you're going to get $150 in free bets on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I'm Susie Hunter. First of all, I have no voice, and I'm wearing my jacket right now because no one turned the heat on in the studio this morning.
Is that necessary? It's fall, though. It's a brisk fall day.
No, it's freezing outside.
it's a cold one, man.
I am freezing right now. I hope I get to the point where I can take this jacket off, but, like, I feel stupid right now.
You're warm. That's good. You got to be comfortable.
I'm not warm.
Oh, well, I mean, you're warmer with the jacket
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but, like, still.
And freebasing that tea. I mean, that's going to help also get the system warmed up. It's going to be good. Like, it's kind of fitting that this is happening, too, because we're at that point in the offseason where we'll get to the final free agents that have been taken off the market, where now it's just kind of all these smaller deals. I mean, there's still players out there that
the stove is cooling down.
Yeah, there's still some free agents out there that could be all-stars next year. Again, maybe a one-and-done guy. Will Myers? You know, hey, he could run
into
a couple.
He's still around.
He's a thing. He's still around, right? But you don't sign Will Myers on a 1 or 2 year deal and go, oh, this guy is definitely going to be an all-star. All the guys that we've pretty much seen up to this point in the offseason, you're expecting a couple all-star appearances out of them. We've got plenty of Rockies news, good, bad, and ugly. More free agency madness. Minor League Monday. But let's start off with some good news because we've got some not so good news.
What's the good news?
Todd Lynn Helton, he is at 76% right now of votes. So if the world ended today, there wouldn't be a Hall of Fame. So it's pointless. But, in a world in which the world ended, but the Baseball Hall of Fame was still a thing, and then we moved forward, Todd Helton's a Hall of Famer. So these public ballots, I think, are a little bit ambitious isn't the word, but they vote for more guys. The people who go out publicly vote for more, and some of the private folks, They might be more conservative with their votes. Mm-hmm. So I forget what the number would need to be. It would sort of need to be when we get close to January 24th, when they make that announcement, you might need to be at like 79% because you're going to lose maybe 3-4% potentially based on those votes that have not gone public. But he's at 76 right now. Could be in the second Rockies Hall of Famer in 3 years.
Well, who knew? What a time to be a Rockies fan.
Yeah, that would just be crazy. Like mm-hmm. Walker, you know, his announcement was in 2020, but he didn't get enshrined until 2021. I think there'd be a lot more people that would be interested in going out to Cooperstown for something like that.
Yeah.
This summer, if it happened. In 21, they actually had canceled the ceremony and then said, all right, we'll do it on like a Tuesday in September.
Yeah,
to almost discourage people.
It was just totally thrown off, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I would have been nice to be there for that. If Helton gets in, that's our Venezuela trip, is going to upstate New York, hanging out.
I mean,
by
yeah,
the Finger
same
Lakes.
Same vibe, upstate New York, not? Venezuela.
Like, why the heck not? Yeah. If he gets in, if we find out on January 24th that he's in, he's got to throw out the first pitch at the home opener, right?
Oh, that would be good.
Right.
But he's got some competition because I feel like we also kind of want Deion Sanders.
You think Deion would? No, come on. We already did Russell Wilson and it was like, okay, that made sense at the time. This one. But
it makes less sense, but that also makes it make more sense. Don't think too hard.
I feel like Rockies fans are not going to be putting a lot of pressure on voters. Be like, please. That would be cool and all. I mean, I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
But like, all right, come on. Let's get Todd Helton in the Hall of Fame just for the home opener first pitch. Like, just for that reason, possibly, right? In doing some Baseball Hall of Fame research, I learned that 55 Hall of Famers have never appeared in a World Series. And since the first World Series in 1903, just 23 guys never appeared in a World Series. Frank Thomas, Ryan Sandberg, Ken Griffey Jr., the Hawk, Andre Dawson, mm-hmm. Edgar Martinez, Roy Halladay, Colorado guy there. Went to high school at Arvada West. And Lee Smith, just to name a few. Todd Helton gets in. That would make him the 33rd player since the first World Series to never play in an... Wait, that's not true. He played in 2007.
What?
So my research...
what was the point of
Wasn't as good as my brain. So I should say he will not be the 33rd, which is a lucky number for the Rockies. Walker.
Yeah, for Larry.
Retired. Yeah. And it's Larry's lucky number. So no. So he gets in. We will not have 33. So that's good. But I do know... I'm glad I corrected myself there.
Yeah, I was so like, wait a second.
I'm a little sleep deprived from the weekend. I saw Avatar. It's a long movie, Susie.
Is there a new Avatar?
Yes. Avatar 2, Electric Boogaloo. It's really... No, it's called Rise of Ultron. No, I don't know. It's Avatar 2, The Squeakquel. It's just what it's called.
No,
the Way of Water. Opening weekend of water. Yeah, they all have Philly accents. It's weird, the Navvies. Saw it with my pops. We saw the first one together.
Okay.
It was good.
I've never seen any of the Avatar movies, not to make it about me, but...
Well, there's only been one before this one, so you can get caught up.
I'm never going to. Too spooky.
It's just a cinematic experience.
Why are they blue?
It's just a cinematic experience. Well, in this one, spoiler, there's turquoise ones now. So yes, like it's a
How
whole thing.
How pretty.
It is.
Are they from New Mexico?
No, they are from some kind of island nation thing. So they swim in the water.
Is it on another planet?
No, it's on their planet. I think it's Pandora.
Oh.
I literally haven't thought about the movie Avatar since I saw it like 10 years ago. But I saw it with my dad in 3D. So we're like, all right, let's keep the tradition going.
Yeah.
I finished my full large bag of popcorn. He couldn't finish his medium. And he's a lot bigger than me.
I'm so surprised.
I downed all of mine. Medium is $7.25 at the theater. Large, $7.75. Come on.
But you know, I guess if you know you're not going to finish it then.
I guess so. Yeah. He took it with him. And he took his 3D glasses too. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing?
What is he going to do with those?
I don't know. He brought
those
home.
Just
to have, I guess. That was my weekend there in a nutshell. It was like last minute. You got a book too because, you know, it's Avatar.
Yeah, I guess 3D. I guess so.
Yeah, it's good.
I did some karaoke for my birthday, which is why I have no voice right now. But I really sang my heart out.
What were your go-tos or what did you?
So I went to Whispers on Havana, which is like just such a chaotic place for karaoke. But I asked if they had Antihero off the new Taylor Swift album, Midnights. And the guy was like, oh, I don't have it. He's like, usually we charge people if, you know, they want us to, like, download a new song, but, like, I'll give it to you for free because it's your birthday.
Ooh.
And I was like, well, how much is it? Like, just so I know for the future. He's like, it's $3. I'm like, I would pay that.
Buy me a drink. I'll pay for the song. You buy me a drink. And you make out on that deal.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure drinks at Whispers are less than
$3.
Okay.
There you go.
But, yeah, so I sang that. And then I sang Someone Like You by Adele.
That was
Adele.
That's what got you...
But that's like, I sounded real good in that moment.
I wanted to start off the show by asking how your weekend was, but we had an interesting...
Y'all know how my weekend was.
Yeah, that's good. Whispers.
Wow, Whispers on Havana.
That's kind of a good name for
So like,
place.
Here's the thing about Whispers though. So like the front sign says Whisper apostrophe S, but then there's signage inside that says Whispers just plural. So I'm like, okay, is this Whispers plural or like, does this belong to Whisper?
That sounds to me like an official Rockies karaoke bar. It's like tacos.
It is exactly
it's
like
a Rockies
tacos.
Karaoke bar.
It
there
is
you
exactly.
go. Done. Whispers, put it in. But yeah, so Todd Helton, if he gets in this year, so there's 56 Hall of Famers who spent their entire career with one team. If Todd Helton gets in, thinking about numbers and numerology, we had the 33.
Mm-hmm.
That won't happen with Larry Walker. 57. He would be the 57th. Incidentally, 57 is not retired, but it has been taken out of circulation by the Rockies after Daryl Kyle's death in 2002 at age of 83. They took it out of circulation, so no one has actually worn 57. And if you know, when you go into the clubhouse in Tiny's office, there's like a mural there with like Coors Field in the background. That's actually Daryl Kyle.
Interesting.
There,
so like... I didn't realize you can just take a number out of circulation without a formal retirement. Are there other numbers that have been taken out of circulation that haven't been retired?
Five has. No one's been wearing five since Carlos Gonzalez.
Yeah.
So it's really just...
is that just like no one has picked it or...
So the clubhouse manager gives out numbers. It's funny because sometimes guys will get this question. So how did you pick this number?
I remember,
they gave it to me.
We asked Michael Tolia about this and he was just like, I did not pick this number. Like it was just picked for me.
It was there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think like after like your first season, maybe you can kind of readjust. Ryan McMahon started his career as the number one. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of discussed it. It was like, yeah, that might not have been a good fit. Let's move over to 24 on that. So... That happens a lot for the Rockies. I think it happens a lot for other teams too.
But yeah.
Yeah. Clubhouse management, that's their discretion. So Tiny's the one that decided not to give him that. I don't think anyone, I don't know if the number nine is going to be taken out of rotation for Connor Joe, who we learned on Sunday was traded back to the Pittsburgh Pirates, his first ever team, his first organization.
Full circle.
Yep. 39th overall pick, supplemental pick in the first round back in 2014. He goes back to Pittsburgh. We were warning of this offseason. We said Hilliard, Bernard, Kojo, two of the biggest fan favorites, other than the big name guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, yeah, everybody loves those guys. But if you're like, no, that's kind of my guy, those three guys, we warned of it. And it doesn't make it any easier to see them all three gone.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. We were not super surprised to see Connor Joe leaving us, but... We're going to miss him. He's such a good dude.
Yeah. Yeah. 15 home runs in his career for the Rockies. I mean, amazing story. Came back from testicular cancer. Actually was a minor league signing at the end of the 2020 year and was eventually put on that 40-man roster. Finally got his first home run because he had played with the Giants briefly before he was let go. The home run back in his hometown in San Diego. The home run on the 1 year anniversary, he was declared cancer-free.
That was amazing.
I mean, the Joe chance, the organic Joe.
It was so organic, yeah.
Just amazing.
You know what my favorite thing about Connor Joe is?
The flow?
Not the flow. I saw that man put sunscreen on every single day.
All right.
Every single day in the dugout, he put sunscreen on.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I never saw anyone else. I don't know if he just waited until he was like outside or what, but like he was religious about it.
He's got a strategy. I'll miss our conversations talking coffee, man. I mean,
oh yeah.
Dude grinds his own beans on the road, has a special gooseneck kettle.
Who knew Connor Joe loved a good cup of Joe?
Yeah, for sure. It makes sense. Yeah, he, as I mentioned, originally drafted by the Pirates back in 2014 out of the University of San Diego, where he was a teammate with Chris Bryant there. Crazy story, again, all over the place besides the testicular cancer, just his professional career, was traded to Atlanta in 2017, traded to the Dodgers a month later, was taken by Cincinnati in the 2018 Rule 5 draft, traded to San Francisco the next spring when he wasn't going to make the Reds roster, where he did make his debut with the Giants. Then he was given back to the Dodgers because he was with the Dodgers when he was claimed as a Rule 5 pick, but the Giants couldn't keep him on the 40-man roster anymore, so he got to go back to the original team.
Oh, my gosh. The Rule 5 draft is so chaotic.
It's very chaotic. He was granted free agency, and then he found a home with the Rockies. And, now here we are.
Wow.
Connor Joe, man.
Am I remembering correctly? Weren't he and Wynton Bernard at the same workout where Bud Black was like, hey, you know, like, buddy, you got to come see this.
Yeah, I forget how we found see these that dudes. Out. I think we had either spoken to Wynton or Connor Joe about it. And it was like, wait, that was the same day?
I think it was the same. Yeah, because they're both San Diego guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Lake Poway is Connor Joe and one of the ranchos. One of the ranchos in Southern California is where Wynton's from. So he's still a minor league free agent. He could come back potentially.
He could. Potentially.
I think he could, if he doesn't get a major league deal, I think he'll probably get a minor league deal with a chance to compete and maybe win a job somewhere. Mm-hmm. Similar to Garrett Hampson. Like news from him was that he was signed to a minor league deal by the Miami Marlins, and they've got some room in their outfield a little bit. Their center field position really isn't kind of shored up. So Hampson could be playing for a spot to start in center field for the Marlins. So that'll be interesting.
I like the idea of, I feel like Garrett Hampson would fit well in Miami. Yeah. They're going to get like the button, the shirts like with the button like open and the chains. Like we might just get like a whole new Garrett Hampson.
I could see it.
The AAA team for the Marlins is
Jacksonville Jumbo,
Jumbo Shrimp.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
A few years ago, they had a promotion at the ballpark where they were giving out shrimp-shaped neck pillows.
Oh, really?
And I love a neck pillow. And like, there was no way I was getting down to Jacksonville to go to a minor league game to get one. And I always wish I had one. I love a good neck pillow.
Have you looked on eBay to see if anyone's selling this?
No, I'm going to look right now on this live show.
You got to scope that out. They had an alternate jersey where the jersey looked like a Scrabble board. And that one was fantastic. I actually saw that in person. That was amazing. You can see all of us in person down on at the Confluence of Colfax in York.
I can't believe
at the DNVR bar.
I can't believe Confluence is now a DNVR Rockies podcast word.
It's good. Again, we like our big words, our vocabulary to be on point. Yeah, we got in our normal hours now here, now that the World Cup is officially over. But you get 15% off if you are a diehard, 15% off your tab while you're here, 20% off everything at dnvrlocker.com. Access to the diehards only Discord, where we're having all kinds of conversations about lacrosse, soccer, Rockies. I mean, look, this is where the community lives. So many people that aren't actually from the Denver area or even Colorado, but they are Colorado sports fans, and they can stay connected with other people in our community and the diehards only Discord. So that's one of the beautiful things with that. DraftKings is beautiful because they're going to give you $150 in free bets when you use promo code DNVR for first time better. And you place a $5 pregame moneyline bet. That's it. For five, you get $150 if your team wins. And you know what? Just go with the odds. Because that's the thing. If you're not like a huge NBA fan, you can just look and go, oh, this team's a major favorite. There's probably a good reason for that. And that's it. They
hop on that bandwagon.
Hop on the bandwagon for $5.
Let someone else do the thinking for you.
You get $150. I mean, pretty much. Like, that's what it is. You don't necessarily need to watch DNVR bets. You should, though. You definitely should.
You really should.
They'll make you feel better about that pick. But they're trying to win you more big bucks than that. But it's simple. Five to get $150. They also have those stepped-up same-game parlays that I love so much.
You love them.
SGP Lions, they call me.
That's the thing. We call you that all the time in the office.
So many people do now. On the street, I heard it. A drive-by. It was a drive-by.
Down Colfax, someone yelled that at you? That's incredible.
I think that was what they said. there was an F in there somewhere, the letter and the word, but also SGP Lions. Because look, you stack a couple of those bets, more legs you add, the more money you can win. Download right now, sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook, use code DNVR, place a $5 pregame moneyline bet on any game, and you can get $150 in free bets if that team wins with code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Monday Night Football. Let's do it. I'm getting into it.
Okay.
Packers-Rams tonight. Packers probably not going to make the postseason, but they haven't been completely knocked out just yet. They haven't lost a home game in December at Lambeau Field since December of 2018. What more do you need to know? Packers are also coming off of a bye, and the Rams, well, they're not good. Forget everything you saw in the Super Bowl last year. They're not good. Packers are given 7, and you could do that at minus 110, but I like tweaking the lines there, amongst other things, and I'm seeing pluses. So make it 8 points you're given to the Rams. Turn that into plus 105. That's your DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week. We've got an audience now. They're getting their bets in. As we speak, Dwayne, you're welcome, dude. You're welcome on that plus 105 on the Monday Night Football game. I got you, bro.
Is D-Line wearing that new sweatshirt?
Oh, Eric also put in a bet.
I need one of those. I need one sooner than... I need one sooner than that.
You were researching something furiously. What did you turn up?
Yes, I was looking up the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp neck pillow, and I couldn't find that specific one, but I found some like generic shrimp neck pillows.
Oh, God.
Wait, that's... why are you? Oh my God, why would you make that face? These look amazing. Shoo. I'm getting one. There's also lots of other different kinds of pillows. Look, this one is like a grilled shrimp.
Oh, that's got way too much. My question is on the seam that goes around the shrimp. Is it a
vein?
They use black material on that seam, and it's all black.
Oh my gosh!
Gross. Okay, what's not gross is the prospect that the Rockies got back for Connor Joe.
Yeah,
you might not know him.
What do we know about this guy?
You might not know the name Nick Garcia. He's not a top 30 prospect. for the Rockies. But a couple important things. Maybe the most important thing is his birthday is 420. That's important.
This is actually the best thing ever.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's
how
also
many
pretty
Rockies
great.
Have we had in the history of the franchise that have had the birthday 420?
Are you making me now go into my database?
Yeah.
And pull it up now?
This is really important because if he's the first one, we got to celebrate this.
We will. Well, look, he's got a way to go. He's not on the big league roster just yet, but he could be the third Rocky born on 420.
Who are the first two?
We have Masato Yoshi, one of very few and one of the last Japanese-born players to play on the Rockies, the last, of course, being Kaz Matsui. And then also a gentleman who you could get a free beer here at the bar, Todd Hollinsworth.
Again, get the hell out of here. How do we talk about Todd Hollinsworth with a City Connect
Todd Hollinsworth jersey from me, not Susie. Susie's buying a lot of drinks for you, but I will buy you a free beer.
Get the heck out of here. No freaking way.
And if you wear it on 420, Susie will also buy you a drink.
Yes, you're going to...
Are you writing all these down, Kale? I can't even keep track of all the freebies we're giving away for these obscure jerseys.
I think I can finally take my jacket off, though.
There we go.
I think it's finally warmed up enough.
I've actually
I was not okay when the show started.
I've warmed up on the potential here of Nick Garcia.
Yes.
Not just because of the birthday stuff.
Yeah.
Not because he's clearly a Capricorn. I had like a 1 in 12 shot. Actually, maybe 1 in 10.
You're embarrassing
it's Sag
yourself.
Season now.
It's Sag season
I'm
now.
I'm a Leo. Oh, no. Scorpio, I meant. I mean, obviously. No, not Scorpio. Anyway, moving on. He's the one that we obviously
He's a cusp. Know. He's a cuspy
he's
boy. Cusp.
He's obviously a Taurus.
Taurus.
But he could be an Aries.
Aries. Also, I was going to say that.
Could
but
he?
I think he might be a Taurus. We got to ask.
Be a Taurus.
He's a Taurus. He's definitely a Taurus. Aries?
So, everyone that I know who was born on 420 is very chaotic.
This is important to note.
Yeah.
Because although he doesn't seem to be a top prospect, he was actually, at the beginning of last year, beginning of 2021, he was ranked 17th in the Pirates organization, according to Baseball America, but was a third round pick out of a Division III college, very good D3 college, Chapman University.
Interesting.
They're very good. In 2020, in that pandemic shortened draft, here's the thing. Last year, he had a 3.66 ERA and high A over 23 starts. Good numbers. Here's the promising part. He's only been pitching for 4 years, folks.
Okay.
4 years.
Oh, this is interesting.
He's learning the craft. He's only started for three. He was a third baseman as a freshman at Chapman. Again, very good D3 school. One of the best. Mm. But became a reliever as a sophomore in 2019. And then 2020, he became a starter, shot up draft boards because they're like, wow, there is a lot of untapped potential there.
Yeah.
Sort of a, and again, I'm not saying he will be this, but if you want to make comparisons and feel good and, you know, to throw a little interesting thing out at the water cooler, Jacob DeGrom type vibes. DeGrom was a shortstop at Stetson University.
Right.
Kind of was a late pitcher. Again, he's had his arm issues, but also too, again, you saw the potential as he learned how to become a starting pitcher or a pitcher in general. Nick Garcia could be that. So I like this move for the Rockies. They really wanted to free up some space on the 40-man. They now have 38 guys. They wanted to clear up some room also for Sean Bouchard and Michael Tolia now.
Yeah.
Because Tolia, you look at some projection systems, they might say, yeah, Tolia might need to start the year in AAA. Now, hey, you got a right-handed, left-handed platoon in right field with Bouchard and Tolia. Give a day off to Crone at first base. You can put Tolia over there. You've got room for those guys. And now you brought back something. You got something. You didn't just let John go into the night into free agency and not give him a qualifying offer and not get a draft pick. No, now you got something for a guy that, unfortunately, you didn't feel was going to contribute to your club next season in Connor Joe. You got something back for it. Fingers crossed that it actually turns into something positive. I like this deal. Other than the reasons why I don't like it, because it means no more Connor Joe, I like the deal.
You know what? We'll always have the memories with Connor Joe. And, you know, we'll get to see him one time.
We will.
You know, probably at some point.
At some point when Pittsburgh
What is more common, Patrick, for a position player to switch to pitching or for a pitcher to switch to a position?
Yeah, definitely a position player into pitching. Mm-hmm. Rick Ankiel's one of the few that he was a pitcher, then could not find the strike zone And then he went out and played like Gold Glove caliber center field. Like there are some plays where he's on the warning track. He just airs it out and throws a strike to third base. Like he still had the arm. He just, he couldn't throw it 90 feet. He could throw it 300 feet.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you got to be performing surgery when you're pitching, you know?
Yeah, that's a great point. You're right. It's kind of like a different skill in that way. But Rick Ankiel is one of the few that converted from pitching to hitting. Usually it's kind of the other way
around. Well, you know, Sam Hilliard was another former pitcher.
Great point.
Position player.
Great point on that. Rockies also, they added a big shortstop in free agency from Vanderbilt. No, not Dansby Swanson. Connor Kizer. He was a third round pick. Pirates, 2018, coincidentally.
This is a Pirates podcast now, everyone. Welcome to DNVR Pirates.
Are the Pirates our NL team? Wait, hold on. No, no. It doesn't work like that. Mariners AL team. Okay, fine. They could be our AL Central team, perhaps. Rooting for the lovable losers, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Kizer went to high school in Stillwell, Kansas. Doesn't have a lot of experience in AAA, mostly AA. Great glove. Really good. Earned a high school Rawlings Gold Glove Award, something I didn't even know existed. He won one back in 2013. Good range, not great. Great arm, which is good to see. And he majored in human and organizational development. Susie, what the hell is human development?
Well, I feel like I feel like organizational development is like, I don't know, is that like an HR major?
It's a fancy way of saying Oh, yes.
Did he just major
human
in HR?
Organizational development. I like it. I think you're onto something.
I went to college.
And he just became a father. How about that?
I wish I could look it up. I just got kicked off. I just got kicked off the Wi-Fi.
Same. I've been trying to share it with you, but I'm also got knocked off too. You either get heat or Wi-Fi here, Susie. You know the rules.
Why can't I? What is happening today?
All right. Phillips Valdez also signed on a minor league deal. Another interesting story here. 31 years old, pitched in the majors the last four seasons, 102.2 combined innings pitched. Had a 4.56 career ERA. Which is a 105 ERA plus with the Rangers and the Red Sox. Now, he debuted at age 27, which seems on the older side, but got to remember, was signed at like as a 16-year-old. He had been he was in his 11th season as a professional before he made his debut. Think about that journey. Think of those bus rides.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's what kills you, are the bus rides.
Now, when he was 19, he was designated for assignment, and he actually had to train at a baseball academy in the Dominican Republic.
Huh.
Which is wild. And this also came after his 18-year-old brother had died from what he called heartbreak. So I don't know too much more information.
You can die from heartbreak because if you are so sad, like that will like affect your heart health. And you can actually have a heart attack very prematurely.
Levi Weaver wrote an interesting article about it. I want to say in 2019, back when Phillips Valdez made his debut with the Rangers. And coincidentally, Levi did not have Wi-Fi either when he wrote the story, so it was all written in a journal, and the entire article is just pictures of what he wrote in his journal of the story. And so that's where I get most of that information from. So that's kind of interesting, these new names that have come about. Now, we just had the World Cup, possibly the greatest World Cup final of all time. Just amazing. An amazing game.
That was incredible, yes.
Argentina wins in the shootout there. You had two of the best teams, and you also had two of the best players, right? Lionel Messi, Kylian Mbappe. It got me thinking, what would that look like for MLB to experience that kind of epicness in their World Series? It got me thinking, so you got to have the team, that's good, obviously, and you got to have that star player. So I got six teams that have the team, but they don't maybe have those star caliber players like Mbappe and Messi. Mbappe's still starting his career out, but amazing star potential. Has already a World Cup under his belt. Atlanta, Acuna Jr., not all the way there yet, right? He lost some of that momentum since his injury. Milwaukee, pretty good team. Yelich, he's fallen off since his MVP. And then Carlos Correa, again, don't see him as that household name just yet.
Yeah.
I would put them in the not exactly there. And there's teams I'm not even going to mention because they just don't have the team and they don't have the star power.
Yeah.
In the AL, Tampa Bay, no one is even close to having any star power. Cleveland, Jose Ramirez, again, baseball star, maybe not a world-class star. Tim Anderson, baseball star, not a world-class star for the White Sox. Mm-hmm. Here's who has the team and the top player.
Oh.
Phillies are in the hunt with Bryce Harper, and we just saw that.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw that.
They were so much fun to watch. I feel like on a global stage,
yeah,
everyone paid attention to the World Series like we paid attention to the World Cup.
Mets, Verlander, or Scherzer. I think that would work. Probably Verlander more, though, to be honest.
Yeah, Verlander is. You know, not only is Verlander a star, his wife is an even bigger star.
He's married?
Who is a bigger star, Verlander or Kate Upton?
Instinct says Verlander, but my brain says definitely Kate Upton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I mean, come on.
She's like a real celebrity, but like.
It's almost like Tom Brady or Gisele Bündchen. You can make the case it's Gisele Bündchen. How many people in like Brazil? Well, I mean, that's a bad example.
Like worldwide, people care more about Gisele.
Way more. Totally. Exactly.
Well, they're not a couple anymore, so
or
it doesn't matter.
Heidi Klum and Seal. That one I would give Seal the edge. No, I wouldn't.
I don't know. Get out of here.
St. Louis, Arenado, he's kind of a maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I would
feel like he's a star, but like we have a bias.
That's why. He's not like in that uber top tier.
Because
Dodgers?
He's too private. That's the thing.
Great, yes.
If he were more open, if he just had a different personality.
He's on the cusp a little bit.
Yeah.
Dodgers, you can go Freddie Freeman or Betts.
Dodgers have stars.
And then San Diego, Machado or Tatis Jr., Tatis Jr. maybe for the wrong reasons. In the AL, I got 4.5 teams and players. Yankees, mm-hmm. Judge, more so than Judge and Cole. Toronto, Vlad Jr. Houston, they're kind of on the cusp too with Yordan Alvarez and Jose Altuve. I think that's why that World Series was so good because you had a lot of star power.
So much
in it.
Yeah.
Seattle, Julio Rodriguez now has to go.
He's
in that
a
class.
Young star.
He's the Mbappe.
He's like, he just like appeared in his first movie and did a really good job. Like,
totally.
You know, he's going to be a star, but like, he hasn't like done enough of it yet.
Yeah. And then this is a stretch because the Angels aren't there as a team, but they got the firepower for their stars, Trout and Ohtani. So here's the scenario.
Ooh,
Game 7 of the World Series, 10th inning, right? Shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Angels, Phillies, the Brandon Marsh Bowl. Ohtani pitching against Bryce Harper. That's the spot.
Yeah.
Or Mets in Seattle, the Robinson Cano Cup.
Mm-hmm.
You got Verlander against J-Rod. Again, game 7.
Yeah.
10th inning. That's
imagine,
that's like that's as best as you could hope for.
So basically like what you're saying you want is if like an all-star game but one that counts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so like the World Baseball Classic, that's what it would be. So you could have Japan and U.S. in the final, Ohtani pitching to Mike Trout.
Mm-hmm.
That could be it.
That would be fun.
That's something
I would go to Miami for.
Or Team USA versus Colombia, Kyle Freeland against Elias Diaz.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm being a little sarcastic there, but I'm glad you went with it. You're like, okay, Patrick, you're really excited.
Yeah.
Again, star power for Colorado.
Yeah, this is very niche. This is a Colorado baseball podcast.
It is. And we, you know, I like having an audience here. So I'm sort of wondering if we might need to sell tickets for it. And if so,
I had an audience on Friday. Did you listen to Friday's show?
I couldn't get a ticket. I went on Game Time Tickets app and nobody had reposted their tickets. And I waited up to an hour before the start of your show.
Yeah.
And no one had posted. That's the only downside. You're not going to have that with most sporting events or concerts, because if you do wait up to an hour to that event, you can get up to like 60% off those tickets.
That's a good deal.
That's a great deal.
It's a really
good
deal.
On Game Time tickets. We've both been using it for a while.
Yeah.
We both might be using it again at some point to go see two of our most favorite acts coming up here. And also, I saw some kind of advertisement for a show at Summit Music Hall for a band I enjoy called The Beths. And I went to Game Time Tickets, and it was $20 cheaper on Game Time Tickets. I was like, proof is in the pudding there, man.
All right, that pudding.
So don't get those tickets. I got to get them yet. I haven't pulled the trigger on that deal just yet. But you can do that.
What are you waiting for?
It's a really good, really good price for that. Join over 15 million folks who've downloaded the Game Time app and have scored the best seats to all their favorite events. Actually, just hit the link in our description to save when you do that. Avalanche Ale, it's that time of year. The classic American Amber that blends pale chocolate caramel malts in a well-rounded, flavorful beer. Whispers of toffee sweetness. It's just what you need to get. It's delicious. And you can find out where you can get it anywhere. I'm going to say North America. I bet you there's places in Canada you can get it. Let us. We've got people.
You know, when we get Wi-Fi again, I'll look up. But I did look up Puerto Rico, and I don't think they have. I don't think they have it there.
Mr. Nunes, let us know. You're up there in Canada. Go to breckbrew.com. Yes. Go to the Breck Beer Locator, and actually let us know if you can get it there in Canada, but all around the U.S. Boom. You absolutely got that. We've got to talk about the Dansby Swanson signing. Dodgers missing out. Are they going to do anything? Nothing.
I have so many questions about what the Dodgers are up to.
Very frugal.
But yeah, Dansby Swanson to the Cubs. You know, it makes sense. His wife plays soccer professionally in Chicago.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she was like, "Hey, what if we just..."
She's on the Chicago Sky.
What if we both just like worked in Chicago?
That works. Yeah, he just got married. I don't know if he had to cut his honeymoon short. He probably used DocuSign. I'm thinking he signed his contract through DocuSign.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because 6 years. It appears like he is still on his honeymoon.
Yeah, rightfully so. 7 year, $177 million deal. Full no trade. Atlanta offered him like six years, $100 million. Just absolutely nothing. Swanson will play shortstop. Nico Horner will move over to second base. Mm-hmm. Horner's good defender. But not Gold Glove finalist good, which is what Dansby Swanson was this past year.
Friend of the show, Caitlin Hendricks, who makes so many great MLB TikToks and also a noted Cubs fan, she had posted a video saying that if Dansby signed with the Cubs, she found their wedding registry. She said that she would buy them a breadboard if they signed. But then by the time, by the time he actually signed, someone had already bought the breadboard. So I believe she made a donation through their registry to the charity of their choice. Very nice. To make good on that.
She pivoted.
She had to pivot.
I like the pivot.
Yeah.
Or pivot in some instances. Yes. You may need to pivot.
I hope the CHGO Cubs cast gets her on. She's great. She's so much fun.
Carlos Rodon, as you talked about on Friday, went to the Yankees. 6 years, $162 million. According to Fangraphs, it's projected to be the best rotation in the game. Rodon, Gerrit Cole, Nestor Cortez, Frankie Montas, Luis Severino.
We get it. The Yankees, they have good guys.
They do. Someone on Twitter pointed out the Astros are now 9-0 against the Yankees rotation in the postseason because Rodon pitched in game 4, an elimination game for the White Sox in 2021. He only lasted 2 2/3 innings, gave up 2 runs. In what was the
all right? So this is still a rotation that the Astros can't touch.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How
right?
nice for them.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, that's great.
Yankees actually open 2023 against the Giants, not in San Francisco, in New York. Mm-hmm. So the Giants can look across and see Rodon, former Giant, and Aaron Judge, a projected Giant, but he was not.
Wow, the Giants really, really missed out.
Super agent Scott Boras did not miss out because his clients this offseason have earned $1.172 billion.
That's one of his clients was on our show on Friday.
Who is that? I'm forgetting now.
He actually represents the Coors Field Foxes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's had one of them on. So
one of the curmudgeonly Foxes. I guess the other one was the nice one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we'll get what we can get.
We'll get what we can get. That's it. With a standard 5% commission. Boras and his firm collects $58.6 million.
Does he make 5%?
Don't know.
I thought he made 3%.
I had heard something like that too, that he actually takes less, which he could probably take more.
That's why he works so hard to get his clients more money, because he is getting less of a percentage. It makes sense to me.
Yeah. Other signings from the weekend, Michael Brantley back to Houston on a 1-year $12 million pact. I mean, he's more of a DH type, so wouldn't have been a good left-handed bat for the Rockies in that way, but that's another guy that can win a batting title. At Coors Field, Austin Hedges, catching for the Pirates at $5 million. Got to talk about them, as this is a tangentially a Pirates pod of a sudden. You also mentioned Andrew Benintendi on Friday. It signed a 5-year, $75 million deal with the White Sox. I had not realized, and I think a lot of people didn't, this is the largest contract in White Sox history.
$75 million?
What? Come on, that's a joke.
All right, the White Sox are joining the throw money at it game.
The Rockies have at least like 6 contracts of that much or more.
And, 7? And for what? And for what? What do we have to show for it?
Yeah, maybe. Yasmani Grandal had a $73 million deal over 4 years. It was the previous high. According to Keith Law, you a big Claw fan? You like Claw?
Love the Claw.
Benintendi's contract is the largest for a player who did not hit 10 home runs or stole 10 bases in his walk year. Oh, your eyes just bulged.
He didn't do much.
Can we zoom in on that? We got to zoom in. You're like, What? Who's giving him this money?
For what?
That was a bold. That was almost a pop out, actually.
What are we doing?
That's pretty wild. That's money going around. JD Martinez gets $10 million with the Dodgers. Justin Turner got a lot of money. It's hard to figure out exactly what the total was of his contract. I'm seeing different things reported. Something like $15 million and then a player option for like eight next year or something. It's weird. So they almost just trade guys right there. So
yeah.
We'll kind of wait and see if Martinez, I mean, he'll obviously be like their DH. But the way that the Dodgers are, the great job that they do defensively and shifting their players, or rather positioning their players in the outfield, you might even see them in the outfield just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to talk more about the NL West. We are a little bit pressed for time.
We are.
If the West is better or worse. Well, let's at least dip our toe in the water.
Because, you know, we always have tomorrow.
We do.
We do have tomorrow.
We do.
We do.
Is that a Taylor Swift song, We've Always Got Tomorrow?
No, but it's maybe I'll write her a song and send it to her.
It has to be about just podcasts, though. We've Always Got Tomorrow. We always have the 5 p.m. FAC show.
Yes.
But do you currently, maybe this will give you an idea which way I'm kind of leaning as far as if the West has gotten a little bit better this offseason or worse based on free agency and trades. But do you know who's currently penciled in at DH for the San Diego Padres?
Who?
David Dahl.
No.
David Dahl.
No. How?
He's not even on the 40, man. So, I mean, that kind of lets you an idea that they're still probably have a couple more moves to make.
Yeah.
But signed on a minor league deal. Since he was designated for assignment in 2020, he's been with four different clubs. Texas, which he played 63 games with in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Negative one wins above replacement, according to Baseball Reference.
That was rough.
Went to Milwaukee that season too. Mm-hmm. Was with Washington. Don't remember the Washington era of David Dahl there.
I don't remember that
and
at
now
all.
San Diego. His numbers in AAA have been pretty good over the last 2 years, but at 28, which again is not that old, there's just younger guys you want to give a shot to.
Yeah.
So David Dahl era.
You know, he's still grinding. He's still going for it. He's still pushing through.
He's still super young. One of the interesting things I did hear from the winter meetings on the MILB side is a lot of bad news. They might not really be getting together anymore in the minor leagues as winter meetings. Like it might just be like major league stuff. There was a time when it was just minor league stuff.
Yeah.
It was like that was important for the teams to get together.
Mm-hmm.
And now they can do all that on Zoom. So they might not really be meeting very much. I'm also hearing always typical complaints about, you know, MLB now because they're managing things and they're not really listening to the minor league teams. Almost everyone on the minor league side, I don't think I'm telling tales out of school, they hate the Marvel Defenders of the Diamond promotion. They hate it. And it hasn't even like fully launched yet.
Because it's like weird. I get it.
So it's been expensive, first off. It's like $7,500. It's like $5,000 for the licensing. $2,500 to like host an event for a game, plus more to make the uniforms and whatnot. And it wasn't done by like Brandios, like which does so many of them.
Yeah.
And some of the other top agencies. It was just kind of like done in-house by Marvel. And so a lot of people are like, well, you know, they just threw some muscular arms on some characters.
So Marvel drew these?
I guess they come from Marvel, yeah.
Hmm.
So it's just now.
Yeah, they Marvel. I was going to say, I feel like minor league baseball is like way below. Like everything they do like makes so much money. Yeah. I can't imagine that the minor league stuff must be like so low on their priority list. So that explains why these look the way they do.
Yeah, yeah, so they were just kind of like forced into this and they're not happy, I think, with their... I mean, they haven't had a chance to have a return on their investment just yet, but
yeah.
I guess they're going to have to recoup a lot of expenses in order to do that.
I hope it's worth it.
They got some new like netting standards all around minor leagues, which has to go foul pole to foul pole by 2025. So, again, this was kind of part of that restructuring of the minor leagues that we knew was going to happen where the ballparks need to be up to a certain code.
Mm-hmm.
I know in Spokane, they need to get some new money, few more millions of bucks short they are from doing their renovations because the lights got to be up to a certain quality, the clubhouse standards, enough locker rooms for female umpires and players and coaching staff, stuff like that. And a lot of ballparks aren't necessarily equipped for that just yet. And there's a deadline coming up for it.
Oof.
Yeah.
Time crunch. This is not the time to be spending money on Marvel cartoons.
No, it is not. And speaking of time crunches, we should wrap things up.
Let's wrap things up because the Broncos are eager to talk about, you know, a victory. A victory.
Let's go. That's good.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I think? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's...
They don't do a draft lottery in the NFL, so they don't have to worry about sliding back a pick like the Rockies had to deal with.
Yeah.
Going from 8 to 9. Bummer. Oh, well. Too bad, so sad. But not sad. It's not a sad time. At DNVR underscore Rockies on Twitter or at Patrick D. Lyons on Twitter as well.
You can find me. I'm never a sad time. It's at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
So much momentum. But unfortunately, with that old baseball axiom, you know what they say about momentum.
What do they say?
It's only as good as your next show. So we will see you tomorrow, Tuesday at 11 a.m. on the DNVR Sports Channel on YouTube.